Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 127, verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labour in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. The psalmist isn't merely talking about house building in this famous psalm. He's talking about everything we build, a life, relationship, a family, organisation, city or society. There's no point in building anything without God because it's bound to fail. Throughout the Bible, we're introduced to people who tried to go it alone. Adam and Eve are the supreme examples, but they were in fact merely setting the pace for a succession of people who felt they knew better than God and who tried to build their lives without him. Jesus' teaching about the vine is very similar to this verse. He concludes, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." We simply weren't created by God to act independently of him. It doesn't work. This psalm is entitled the Psalm of Solomon, and he was supremely a builder. He had the privilege of building the awesome temple in Jerusalem, and at first things went well. However, he didn't remain faithful to God and was particularly disobedient in his sex life. God had warned him that he shouldn't marry foreign wives because they might turn his heart away from God. But that's exactly what happened, with disastrous consequences for him and the kingdom. The point is clear. We need to make sure we invite God to be the builder of our lives from day one, and then make sure that we keep close to him as we continue to build. So here's a question. What does Solomon's life teach you? And now let's pray together. Loving Father, thank you that you love us so much that you want to bless every part of our lives. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.